AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The trial of members of the far-right Oath Keepers has started in Washington.
In its opening statement, the prosecution told a federal jury that the head of the Oath Keepers extremist group and four associates planned for an armed rebellion to stop the transfer of presidential power on January 6, 2021. Founder Stuart Rhodes and four associates are charged with seditious conspiracy. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Nessler said the defendants conspired in plain sight and secretly and went to the Capitol to attack. An attorney for Rhodes argued that prosecutors built their case on cherry-picked evidence like messages and videos, and he said that Oath Keepers were not involved with violence during the riot. Norman Hall, Washington.
Flooding is still a big problem in parts of Florida days after the arrival of Hurricane Ian. In Lee County near Fort Myers, Sheriff Carmine Marcino says they've had 800 rescues.
That's huge. That's 800 people that we were able to touch that were in desperate need of help.
In a county near Fort Myers, boats are the only way to get back to homes. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the world is in a life-or-death struggle for survival as climate chaos gallops ahead.
Hurricane Ian has delivered a brutal reminder that no country and no economy is immune from the climate crisis.
Guterres accused the world's 20 wealthiest countries of failing to do enough to stop the planet from overheating. In video played during the penalty phase of his trial, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz told a prosecution psychiatrist he began contemplating a mass murder during middle school, doing extensive research on earlier killers to learn the methods and mistakes to shape his own plans. Planned Parenthood announced plans for a mobile abortion clinic, a 37-foot RV that will stay in Illinois but travel close to the borders of adjoining states that have banned the procedure since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is AP News. Swedish scientist Svante Paabo has won this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for his discoveries on human evolution and the immune system.
The Nobel Assembly's Niels Göran Larsen says Paabo has spearheaded the development of new techniques that are allowing researchers to compare the genome of modern humans and that of other hominins, the Neanderthals and Denisovans.
This is a basic scientific discovery, so we already know that it affects our defense against different types of infections, for instance, or how we can cope with high altitudes. But like all great discoveries in basic science, more and more insights will come over the next decades.
The Medicine Prize kicks off a week of Nobel Prize announcements. I'm Charles Duledesma.
Paabo and his team also managed to extract DNA from a tiny finger bone found in a cave in Siberia. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.